Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it. I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
I want to know what your favorite Christian music artist or Christian song is. That's what we're going to discuss and talk about today. That could be Southern gospel music. That could be contemporary Christian music. That can be old soul music, right? Just old Southern soul gospel. But I want to know what I want you to call in and give me your favorite Christian song. Okay. Hey, and if you remember, you know, when I came and hosted special host a couple of weeks ago, I did a Where in the World, and the winner, the one who got the answer right, got a free 8x10 autographed of yours truly, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff. And so, hey, we're going to play that game again too today. So you get to call in, and let me know what the answer to this question is, and I'm going to give you clues, like first clue, second clue, third clue, like if you don't actually get it, okay? You're going to call in to 866-348-7884. That's 866-348-7884, and that's both for your favorite Christian artist or your favorite Christian song. And then here's your first clue to the Where in the World. So I'm testing your geography here. Okay, here's the first clue. The city was originally to be called New Amsterdam. Where in the world? The city was originally to be called New Amsterdam. So there's clue number one, 866-348-7884. And so you can call in with the answer to the question, Where in the World? Or call in and share with me your favorite Christian song, your favorite Christian artist. And with me today in studio, I am blessed to have a dear friend, Doak Turner, in studio with me. Doak, welcome.
Hello, Nikita. It's great to be in a radio station again.
Truth Talk, man. Hey, spotlight's on you. You're here to tell the truth.
I promise to tell the truth? The whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth. I love it. Well, hey, hold that thought. We got Buck is calling in here. Buchanan, excuse me. He's calling in. Buchanan, you're on the air.
Buchanan, Buckman, Nikita, Nikita, it's all tomato, tomato, Nikita.
Hey, I've been called worse things, so I'm just grateful that you know. So, hey, how are you today? How are you today, my man? How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I was just telling our screener there, I love Nikita Koloff. I grew up with the WWF, Nikita.
I won't hold that against you. I won't hold that against you.
So did you and Rowdy Roddy Piper ever settle that score? I think it was Rowdy Roddy. I can't remember, but man, those were the days, Nikita.
So I'm bringing back some memories for you today.
It is.
Wow, that's amazing. So tell me, so do you have an answer to Where in the World or your favorite Christian song or favorite Christian artist?
My favorite Christian artist there, Nikita.
Okay, is?
You ready?
Yep.
It's a mix. I can't quite nail it down, but Derek Webb, who, believe it or not, has fallen from the faith, but his music was fantastic.
Okay.
And Andrew Peterson. Now, Nikita, both of these guys were in a band called Cademan's Call.
I remember the name of the band, yes.
You remember Cademan's Call?
Yep. Yeah.
So
yep.
Both of my favorite Christian artists are Derek Webb of Cademan's Call and Andrew Peterson. Yeah. So that's who I will throw out as my favorite artist.
Well, I appreciate that, and they sound like they were somewhat pioneers of Christian music, right?
They certainly were, especially Derek Webb. He had some pretty edgy lyrics on his "She Must and Shall Go Free" album. Was very, very controversial. I remember a brother of mine coming up to church and saying, "Hey, Busman, have you heard of this guy? Have you heard this album?" And I absolutely fell in love with "She Must and Shall Go Free," the actual title song of his album. I highly recommend that you check it out. Pray for Derek, because he has kind of given up on Christianity.
Okay.
But I believe in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, Nikita, that as long as we have breath in our lungs, there is hope.
There is hope. And the reality is, too, you know, when you read your Bible, you know, it talks about there, you know, there being a great falling away. So, you know, so that, but we'll hold him in prayer. And I appreciate you calling it. Hey, real quick, one wrestling memory, real quick. One wrestling memory.
I'm listening.
No, what's your favorite wrestling memory?
Mine.
Yep.
My favorite wrestling memory, Nikita, was the fact that I learned that Captain Lou Albano being in Cyndi Lauper's video, "Girls Just Want to Have Fun," was what sparked WrestleMania 1. He went on Rowdy Roddy Piper's Pit, and Rowdy Roddy got all salty because Cyndi did not ask him to be in the video, "Girls Just Want to Have Fun," just Captain Lou Albano. So that was what I remember.
Well, I appreciate you being a wrestling fan, and thank you for calling in today and sharing with us Cademan's Call. We appreciate you, my brother. Thank you. You have a blessed day, okay? Thank you, sir. All right, Fred Winston, Fred from Winston-Salem. Fred, are you there?
Yes, Nikita, Fred is here, and I would like to answer your quiz question about New Amsterdam. What city could that possibly be? And I'd like to reveal that.
Man, of the first clue. Okay, well, what do you got for us, Fred?
New York City.
Bam! 8x10 autograph. We will get you that. Hold tight. We'll get your information and get that sent to you, okay?
Thing of beauty. Man, I appreciate you, dude. That's good stuff.
Hey, God bless you. Thanks for calling in, Fred. Appreciate you. Well, hey, stay tuned. When we come back from the break, we're going to have more Where in the World, and we're going to talk to Doak Turner.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back, Truth Talk. Your host, Nikita Koloff, here with Doak Turner. Doak,
hello, Nikita. It's great to be here.
You're the music man. That's man. It's great to have you in the studio with me today.
The Truth Network, man. I have the app on my phone, and I hope everyone listening has the Truth app on their phone.
They better, or they're gonna. If they don't, they're gonna get a Russian sickle. That's exactly right. Hey, you spent 15 years surrounded, engulfed in the music industry in Nashville, Tennessee, right? Do you have a favorite Christian artist or Christian song, a quick story that you could share with our listeners out there?
You know, one of my favorite guitar players, and I got to be friends with him, went to his house, brisket, all of that good stuff, is Phil Keaggy. A lot of you may remember Phil. Phil was one of the world's greatest guitar players. I mean, there was a talk show, I forgot which one it was, asked Jimi Hendrix, "How's it feel to be the greatest guitar player?" He said, "I don't know, ask Phil Keaggy."
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What a statement.
Yeah. So
wow.
So Phil was from Ohio. He moved to Nashville. All these great awards and things like that. Just a great musician, a great songwriter. And we became friends through some clients of mine that became friends. They used to own a place called Two Old Hippies. Yeah, it was an incredible store. It was an incredible clothing store.
Yeah.
And they had a stage. You know, everywhere has to have a stage.
Yeah, well, everything in Nashville has a stage. If you walk through the airport, if you land in Nashville, you're going to see 10 people playing guitar and singing in the Nashville airport or more. But anyway.
Yeah.
Two old hippies.
So with that, Phil became one of my, like I say, a friend and hanging around his family, which led to hanging around other great artists, musicians, things like that. You just never know. But go back and listen to Phil. I think it's Glass Harp was his band back in the 70s, 80s. And
that's pretty cool.
It's great to see those guys come forward, and he's still playing. I mean, he's just incredible. So that's the Nashville story of the Christian music. Or Jason Crabb that you're going to talk about. I got to experience his kindness at a friend's fundraiser to raise money for her mom who'd been in an accident. And who shows up? Jason Crabb. He gives his time. And he wanted to come and and help the family.
Well, which, by the way, so you mentioned Jason Crabb. I was just recently, we did a friend of mine, Roy Jones, did a had a concert with Jason in Kernersville, North Carolina recently. I got to MC, and he had a comedian with a guy named Mickey Bell that was, oh my gosh, you talk about laughing 45 minutes straight, right? Mickey was amazing. It was just part of the night. Taylor Vaden kind of headed up. Roy's son and some others opened up and played as well. But Jason, you want to talk about, and if you're not familiar, maybe you are familiar with Jason Crabb. Hey, by the way, if you got a favorite Christian artist or a favorite Christian song, call in 866-348-7884. I want to hear what your favorite Christian song or Christian artist is. And so be sure to call in. I'm going to give you another Where in the World Are We Now, too. Give away another 8x10 autograph photo as well here in shortly. But so Jason, in fact, go on YouTube and look up God Can Use a Broken Man. That is one of his newest songs, God Can Use a Broken Man. And wow, when you listen to the lyrics of this song, you realize that, one, everybody's broken, right? We live in a fallen world. We're all flawed, right? There was but one perfect one. That was Jesus himself. And in Jason's song, what he illustrates through that song and what you see through his video is you see how it doesn't matter who you are, if you just submit yourself to Jesus and allow him to use you, just place yourself in the palm of his hand, man, no matter how broken you may be or think you are, that God can use you, right?
Amen. Amen. He's used me. He's used you. So everyone has the opportunity to be used by Christ to witness your testimony. Your test is your testimony.
Your test is your testimony. He'll take a mess and he'll make it into a message.
I'm a poster child.
He'll take your mess and he'll turn it into a message. He'll put you through the test so you have a testimony. Hey, do you have I'm curious, and again, 866-348-7884, if you've got a favorite Christian artist or favorite Christian song, phone in and let us know what that is. Do you have, while we're waiting for another caller, Doak, do you have a favorite, maybe a Bill Gaither story? 15 years in Nashville, you got to have a Bill Gaither story.
I saw him at events. I never met him. But when I think of Bill Gaither, I think back to New Year's Eve in Charlotte in the late 90s. It's with Kathy, my awesome woman, and a couple of neighbors. We got to see, if you never went to this, man, it was incredible. New Year's Eve with the Gaithers. And I can always remember Mark Lowry singing Mary, Did You Know, as Mark Lowry wrote that song. And while that was powerful, that was stronger than a garlic milkshake. But I love the Gaithers. You know, they wrote He Touched Me. What an incredible song. Or Because He Lives, and Bill and Gloria Gaither wrote those. And I guess the Nashville story would be, have a couple friends. It was Joey and Roy. They were country artists, also recorded some Christian songs, and they were very close to Bill and Gloria Gaither, and they made a difference. Joey ended up battling cancer for a year or more, and I remember them talking about how close that the Gaithers were, and they were always there for their friends. So those are a couple of the those stories. And like I say, just knowing that Jason Crabb gave up an evening to come and talk and help a family out, because we had a benefit with a bunch of us songwriters performing to raise money to help my friend Amber and her mother.
Well, I want to tell you, he's the real deal, and he has such a love and a heart. And on the platform, on the stage, it comes through loud and clear that he's just not up there performing, but he's up there, you know, not just entertaining, but, man, you can see the love of Jesus, that he loves the Lord all over him. I was just looking at his lyrics, his newest song, God Can Use a Broken Man. I've been down to the bottom. I was looking at a mountain I couldn't climb. I was addicted, if I'm being honest, for a long time. I was in a prison in need of a savior. I lifted up my hands up to the sky. I cried out to heaven. I surrendered for the very first time. Oh, God can use a broken man. Hey, what's your favorite song? And if you're not familiar, I want to encourage you, go check out the Crabb family. Go check out Jason Crabb. Hey, let me give you another clue here. Let's do another Where Are They in the World for an 8x10 autograph photo. And here's clue number one, okay? You're going to call in 866-348-7884. All right, the city's most famous attraction is 1,063 feet tall. This city's most famous attraction is 1,063 feet tall. I'm trying to give you some easier ones this time than last time. Okay, we have a caller. Let's take our caller here. What do we got? Caller number one. Doe, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, loud and clear.
We got gotcha.
What you got?
Well, hey, it's funny you mentioned the Jason Crabb, because I love the Crabb family. When they used to sing with Glory and Bill Gaither on their show.
Yep, they are amazing.
Their dad is an awesome songwriter. He's written about every one of their songs when they sang as a family.
All right, go check it out. We got to go to a break, but go check it out. Thanks for calling in, Doe.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back, Truth Talk Live. Nikita Koloff, your host, in studio with me, Doak Turner, man of the hour, the tower power, too sweet to be thawa, if you will.
Too sweet to be thawa.
Great to have you in. Hey, Doak, we got another call. We got Frank from Charlotte, and he may have an answer to my question, where in the world? Frank, you're with us. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Frank, you got an answer for me? Where in the world? My first clue?
I think it's Seattle Space Needle.
It's not Seattle, but boy, that's a good guess. That's a good guess. But we got another caller in the waiting. We'll see if he gets the right answer. But call in again sometime, okay? Thank you, sir. All right. Fred from Winston-Salem, your favorite song. Fred, you're with us. Your favorite song.
Thank you so much, Nikita. And I haven't called for a couple of years, but I'm calling back now. This song is anointed. The name of the song is Gratitude by Brandon Lake.
Come on.
And yes, sir. And I would also suggest to everyone out there in Radio Land, go to the one that says Brandon Lake when you're on YouTube, and go to the chosen performance version. And if you want to have a dynamite quiet time, That's your entry point. There's your segue. Okay,
come on, Fred. Fred, are you a Chosen fan?
I rather am. There's a little depth to that answer, which I won't go into now. But
In general,
that situation is going to ferret itself out in time. I'm a lawyer, but in time it will ferret itself out. We will all know. But for now, hey, I'm okay.
Good. Well, good. Because I only ask because, you know, it has really blessed me and just helped me and enlightened me to scriptures and pictures and thoughts and ways I never had before. But you are right. Brandon Lake, in fact, they did a Christmas special where Brandon actually launched that song, and it went viral worldwide, and it was amazing. So, well, thank you, Frank. Brandon Lake. Go check it out. Thanks for calling in today. Greg, calling with an answer to my question. Where in the world, Greg from Cary, North Carolina, calling in from Cary?
Calling from Cary.
Come on.
Is it the Eiffel Tower in Paris? Is it the Eiffel Tower in Paris?
Bam! Bam! You are the winner, winner, chicken dinner, Greg. 8x10, you hold on. We're going to get your information and mail out an autographed 8x10 to you, okay? All right. Well, Doak back with us, Doak. I'm just looking. I'm back to these lyrics with Jason Crabb, a broken man. And, oh, God can use a broken man. He can take us. Take all our failures and make us whole again. I'm living proof, yes, I am, that God can use a broken man. Boy, there's probably a million stories out there, people that could call in and share a story of how God used them. Give me a story, Doak. So we're all broken. So how did... through your brokenness, how did God use that?
Nikita, as mentioned in the book, 40 years of working in the music entertainment of all areas, sports areas.
NASCAR, pro wrestling. Yeah, you had a very varied background, amazing background and journey.
Meeting entrepreneurs, authors, people like that. You can get caught up in it, and that can become your identity, which happened to me. Mm. 2017, major changes happened. I moved back from Nashville to Carolina.
And you were broken.
I was broken. I did not.
You were a broken man.
I was.
Yep.
And I felt like a failure because some of my big dreams didn't come true, Nikita, wanting to be that big hit songwriter. Now, I had some great people cover some of my songs. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of yays for the day on the journey. You know, I had a song on the radio, on Sirius XM, places like that on the journey, but didn't quite break through as a big hit writer.
Something happened. Happened, though.
It did. I came back. I was at my lowest. My awesome woman, Kathy, gave me this book. It was
Kathy!
Called,
shout out to Kathy.
Kathy Fallon in the studio.
Shout out to Kathy.
And
she gave you a book.
She did help save my life, keep me going. Mm. It was called Your Beloved by Bobby Shuler. Mm. With that, it had the identity statement that helped change my life, make me realize what had happened. What had happened is my whole identity to myself was I'm a songwriter. I'm hanging out with some of the biggest stars through the years, meeting the greatest people, Paul McCartney to Garth, to all kinds of people, great athletes, some of my heroes, my favorite wrestlers. Hey, I'd been in the middle of them in the ring with them. As a ring announcer, not wrestling these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just came back and felt like a failure. I didn't know what was next. I read that book, Identity. I'm not what I do. I'm not what I have. I'm not what others say about me. I am a beloved child of God. I will not hurry. Mm. I will not worry. From that made me realize all that stuff is what I do. It's not who I am. I'm a beloved child of God.
Come on.
And so is every listener out there. You're a beloved child of God. What you do, your career, everything everybody you hang out with, we're all just beloved child
broken.
Of God.
We're all broken.
We're broken. But God and that book helped put me back together. I can only imagine one of my favorite Christian songs.
Mm.
I saw that movie, read the book.
Impacted you.
Big time. If Bart could keep on going through all of his challenges and being broken, Bart Millard, of Mercy Me, you got to go see that movie. But first, read the book.
Yeah, read the book and pull up the movie.
And it will show you a broken man. He couldn't understand what was going on, why his dad was terrible, such a terrible person to him. But with that,
those
things can change your life.
Yep. Well, we got another caller. Somebody else has a favorite song. Patty from Indiana. Patty, you're with us. You have a favorite song?
Well, yes, but I have a lot of them.
What's one of them, Patty? What's one of them?
Okay, well, the one that I've been playing a lot lately, which I have on an old cassette, somebody mentioned Anointed. Mm. I really like the song Get Ready.
Come on.
I like songs that, I mean, I like them, you know, to mellow me out, but I like to sing and I like to dance. Come on. I really like those upbeat songs.
Like David, Dance Before the Lord, Patty, right?
Well, and earlier was mentioning Jason Crabb.
Yep.
I really like his song called Washed by the Water.
Mm, that's a good one.
It's upbeat. Yeah, it's upbeat. You can dance to it.
You know,
I didn't grow up with that kind of music. I grew up with, my brother was a musician, and I grew up with blues and things like that, and I really, really like the blues genre, but I can't find very much Christian songs in the blues genre.
Well, I tell you, keep going.
Let me tell you what I've been doing. I still listen to my blues, but I change the words. And it's like Warren Haynes does a song with Little Milton, and it's called When the Blues Come Knocking. The line is, when the blues come knocking, you better let them in. And I change it to When the Lord Comes Knocking. And so I go through some of them, and I just change the words to fit what I feel like, you know, a Christian should be saying.
I love it, Patty. That's amazing. That's awesome.
You got to be positive.
Do you have any suggestions on Christian artists that do the blues genre?
Not off the top of my head, but that's something you've spurred me to want to research and find out. Now, I will say this, you know, Jason Crabb has a level of soul to him that he may not fall into the blues category, but I tell you, when you listen, in fact, one of his most requested songs that happened in our concert the other night was Daystar, when he sings a song called Daystar. And
I will look that up.
Go look that one up, and that may fall right into your category. Patty, thank you for calling in from all the way from Indiana. Thank you today.
The home of the Gaithers in Indiana.
Awesome. 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 Well, hey, let me give you another clue before we go to another break here. I want to give away another 8x10, man. We've had two winners already. And here's the first clue. In 1980, this city was the host of the Summer Olympics. In 1980, this city was the host of the Summer Olympics. Free 8x10 autograph from yours truly, the Russian Nightmare. Hey, Doak, let me shift gears here while our callers, 866-348-7884, if you know the answer to that question. In 1980, the city was the host of the Summer Olympics. Call on in, and we'll see if we can get you a free 8x10. But hey, before we go to break, Doak, we have a mutual friend we were talking about during a break. A famous drummer by the name of Zorro, man.
Our friend Zorro, you know, you're talking a minute ago about Christian experiences. Like, wait a minute. I remember being on Music Row, which is 15th, 16th, 17th Avenue, and I see this cool guy, and I start talking to him. His name is Zorro, and he's a drummer. He is he's incredible. He's the minister of groove to his fans.
The minister of groove to his fans. Come on. And he has played, listen, Bobby Brown, Lenny Kravitz.
The new edition.
I mean, he's been with some of the biggest artists ever that he has performed on stage with, right? Zorro,
yes.
The drummer.
And Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. He was telling me about
playing
with that.
All right. Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Your host, Nikita Koloff, and here with Doak Turner in studio. And hey, I want to give away another 8x10. We've given away two already, autographed 8x10 of the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff. This last Where in the World, first clue, 1980, the city was the host of the Summer Olympics. I'm going to give you another clue. It's tied into my character. Come on, we need to give another 8x10 away. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. Also, you can call in with your favorite Christian music artist or Christian song. Feel free to call in on that as well. Doak, before we went to break, we were talking about a mutual friend by the name of Zorro. And, you know, he could tune in and listen to us live right now and hear us talking about him. Are his ears burning?
He could. I texted him. I told him where it is.
Come on. Tell him to go to the Truth Radio app and he can listen live. Let his ears burn as we talk about. So you guys, and man, as we were saying, he's played with some of the biggest names in music. The guy absolutely loves the Lord. He just, Jesus oozes out of Zorro wherever he goes. And what an amazing gifted talent he is with those drums.
He is. We were at the same concerts twice and did not meet. The New Edition in 83 tour, their first tour, Zorro was the drummer. And I was backstage hanging out with the band. I missed him. Years later in Charlotte, he's drumming for Bobby Brown. You all remember Bobby. Go look up Zorro and some of his images. He has this big drum set, and he has a cage around it, and Bobby's climbed on top of that cage and staring down at him. But Zorro's great. He's written like 4 books. He has another one coming out that this spring that you should order.
Yeah, he's an amazing, gifted artist, that's for sure. And when it comes to playing of drums, we've got somebody in the wings here, a caller, and who we got here? We got Mike from Ohio with a favorite song. Is that who we're going to? Mike from Ohio. Mike, what's your favorite song? Hey. Thanks for calling in to Truth Talk.
It's a little sentimental. It's Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. You know, I don't know who wrote it. My dad said, listen to the words, and I think that was why I got saved.
Come on.
Yeah, and my mother-in-law as well loved that song to death, and she was a great witness to our family and our friends and our, you know, whole thing. And, you know, I'm sorry, I might go off subject here, but I always struggled with entertainment and how it should impact Christian lives. And my wife was saved through the Power Team. I don't know if you heard of them or not.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them. Yep, I sure am. Yep.
Yeah, they tore Bible. I mean,
they rolled up frying pans, ran through blocks of ice, and did all kinds of feats of strength. Right,
all kinds of things. Right, and she was entertained, and then the message of God came through, and she was saved through them. We've been married. And we've been married 38 years, and she was saved at 21, and we were married at 21. And I was in the Marine Corps, and I went to church, and I met her at church, and she just got saved. And here we are 38 years later, and we're still following God and believing in God. And because of someone wanted to tear a phone book in half.
Come on. I mean? And God can use anything, right?
Exactly. And it's just awesome that entertainment is great when you allow God's spirit involved.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? So, hey, Mike, I tell you, he spoke through a donkey, right? He spoke through a burning bush. He can even speak through a professional wrestler, Mike. I'm just saying, right? And through a phone. Yeah. Hey, let me share this before I cut you, Mike, before I cut you loose, let me just tell you this. So Amazing Grace is published in 1779, written in 1772 by English Anglican clergyman and poet John Newton, and I'll just leave it there. Go research more what prompted him to write that song. When you go find out the true history of that,
I remember.
It's amazing.
Remember,
it's amazing.
Well, I forget too as well.
Well, so, thanks for calling in from Ohio, Mike. We're going to take another caller here, Kenny from Virginia. Thank you, sir. Kenny from Virginia. Kenny, are you there, Kenny? Are you there? Hung up. Okay. Hey, we just got a few minutes left. Let's see if you can get this 8x10, 866-348-7884, autographed 8x10. All right. 1980, city that hosted the Summer Olympics. Let me help you out. In 84, it was hosted in Los Angeles. And the country that hosted it in 1980 boycotted the 84 games because America boycotted the games in this city in 1980. There's a couple more clues for you, and it all ties into my character. It all ties into my story. Kenny is back. Kenny, you're back. Favorite song, Kenny. Welcome to Truth Talk.
Yes. Since I Laid My Burdens Down, the Glenn Kaiser version of it, and that's the bluesy Christian rock version.
Hey, there we go for our caller earlier. She's like, man, do you know any blues type Christian music? So
Glenn Kaiser, his last several albums he came out with in the last probably 15 years have a lot of blues rock to it, and it's all Christian based. He was from the old band back in the late 70s, Resurrection Band.
Yeah,
they turned to Res Band. That was back when they were harder rock.
Yep.
But his blues rock is awesome.
And give the artist one more time.
It's Glenn Kaiser.
Glenn Kaiser. So if our caller earlier is still listening, thank you, Kenny. Kenny, where are you calling in from?
From Roanoke, Virginia. And if you look up that Glenn Kaiser song, Since I Laid My Burdens Down, on YouTube, it's a really great, great video of it also.
Awesome. Thank you, Kenny. And thanks for being a listener, part of Truth Talk today. Thanks for calling in.
God is awesome. Thank you, brother.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Well, Doak, man, we hadn't got a winner yet on this last one I thought would be the easiest one, and it's turned out to be the hardest one.
The last clue, let's see. Where did Nikita Koloff come from? Did Uncle Ivan bring you from somewhere?
Maybe. I don't know. 866-384-7884. If you want to get a free 8x10 autograph, we're mailing out two already. I want to make it a trifecta here. I want to mail out a third 8x10. And so Doak, 15 years around the Nashville scene, music scene. And of course, you know, you've shared some stories today about the Gaithers and Zorro and Phil Keaggy. Any last thoughts today before we wrap things up?
My last thoughts would be, no matter what you do, we get wrapped up, and our identity is our job. And it's not right. I lived through that. I have had incredible experiences that I talk about in my book, A Crazy Journey, and Finding My True Identity. There's hundreds of stories and the takeaways of how I got to work, meet with some of the greatest athletes, musicians, authors, entrepreneurs. But I had everything backwards. That's who I was. But no, not really. That was my identity to myself.
So you thought you were.
Exactly who I thought I was.
You thought you were.
Sometimes, you know, when life is going great, you think you have it figured out. And sometimes it changes for a reason. And for me, I had to go through feeling like a failure, to reading a book, and to bring me closer to God, to say, that's what I do. It's not who I am.
That's good. That's good. And for you out there in listening land, right? So just take a page out of Doak's book. No, maybe not literally.
Take
but just,
236 out of it and read them.
Figuratively, right? And where's your identity lie? You know, we're talking earlier about all of us being broken, right? We're all broken, but God can use anyone and every one of us. You know, we've talked to a lot of different music artists today, and I just want to say this. Music plays a vital role. I'm not a musician. I didn't spend 15 years, you know, around the music industry like Doak Turner did. But I love music. I love all genres, really, to be honest. Honestly, just straight up and transparent, I love all genres of music. I don't like, oh, you know, I'm not into that or not. Yeah, that doesn't mean they're all my favorite, but I'm open to listening to all genres of music. I mean, Christian rap, right? Mm-hmm. I can't understand hardly a thing they're saying, like for real. But hey, if it reaches a teenager and brings them to the foot of the cross and they embrace the foot of the cross through a Christian rap artist, then God bless them. So be it, right? And so music for me is so soothing, and there's many times I can just sit and soak and listen to varieties of music.
Yeah, you know, in the country genre, which I was writing songs for and so forth, with that, I have a friend, Brian White, Christian artist. He was from Ohio. He toured several years with a Christian band. He ended up writing country songs. One of them is one of my favorites, If You're Going Through Hell, Rodney Atkins. And the gist of it is, if you're going through hell, keep on going. You might make it out before the devil even knows you're there.
Well, on that note, Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The key is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I you don't have to be stuck in the valley. Okay, maybe you're just walking through the valley. Hey, we're almost out of time. Nobody got the last the last 8x10, so we'll just go ahead. Let's look. Red Square is one of the most famous sites of this city, and let me just say, perhaps it's over in Mother Russia. Moscow was the final answer to where in the world. So nobody will get the final 8x10, but hey, next time we'll have some more fun and who's your favorite music artist? Think about it. And if you don't have one, Go find one. Find a favorite music artist. Find some favorite Christian music. Man, there's so much amazing stuff out there now. Technology, Doak, you know, has a lot of negative stigma attached to it. However, technology can be used in a very positive way as well. You know, I go on YouTube and I look up a lot of these, even some of the videos that were suggested today, some of the music that was suggested today. You know, and man, there's times, I don't know about you, Dope, but there's times I'll like literally sit for an hour and just let that music, that worship music, and just wash over me and help to cleanse my heart and cleanse my mind. So thanks for being a part of the show today. Truth Talk Live, Doke.
Thank you very much, Nikita. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to meeting so many of you out there on the Truth Network.
Until next time.
Signing. Have
until
fun.
Until next time.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.